I saw Jesus 2,000 years ago. I was watching a vision. It wasn't like a dream. I was there with them. I saw he had 12 students. I saw him healing people, preaching. I hadn't read the Bible, but I saw it happening. When I woke up from the vision, I went to my neighbor, who I knew was a Christian. I told her my story, and she fell to the ground and couldn't say a word. She gave me a Bible and opened it in Matthew. It was unbelievable. What I read, that is what I had seen. In that moment, something inside me changed. The next 2 weeks were the best 2 weeks of my life. I was in a very hard situation, and my situation did not change, but I changed. My life started from that moment. I didn't tell anyone I was a Christian because I was afraid. 2 years later, I moved countries. I tried every church, but they refused to baptize me. It's an Islamic country. If you change from Islam to Christianity, it really costs lives. I was learning the Bible by myself and searching for 8 years. Then God found me a private teacher. It was a miracle. I learned and I started telling my family. I started with my brother. He accepted Jesus. Then I told my older sister. She accepted Jesus. Most of my family are Christians now. After that, we started this small ministry. We're helping people who are in need. We do work here and in my home country. In my home country, so many people became Christians, like 1,200 people. When the neighbors saw this, they tried to harm these people. But the Christians didn't care, even if it cost them their lives. I don't know exactly what will happen, but I want to serve God.
When my mom found out I was a Christian, she said, "I bore you in my womb, but I wish I didn't." Choosing to follow Christ was not easy. I'm from a Muslim background, and I saw myself on one side and my parents on the other. And I wondered, am I right and they're wrong? I would have rather been wrong and them right. There was no physical violence, but they stopped talking to me. My mom and dad are really dear to me. It was really hard. When my parents stopped talking to me, I was called into full-time ministry. At first, I wanted to have both, my family and the truth. But the truth has set me free, and I cannot not speak it. My ministry is on Facebook, which is really effective for reaching people. I remain anonymous, which gives people more freedom to talk. The people I talk with are Muslims. I understand the people who message with questions because I was once there. I want to learn more so I may be ready to answer as many questions as possible. I miss my family a lot. I do long for them, but I just don't want to give up Jesus. The Lord has performed a lot of miracles for me. He takes care of me. He answers my questions. The little details, they all add up. And when I think of them all, I can't but give all I have for him.
I made a promise that I would not let any Christians live in my area, nor would I let any church nearby survive. I was born into an Orthodox Hindu family. I joined an extremist Hindu group, and my life's main goal was to catch Christians and beat them up. One day, I met a man, and he asked me, "Why are you doing this? Why are you attacking people who have not done anything to you?" And he gave me a New Testament and said, "Why don't you read it?" I started reading the New Testament, and then almost every day I wanted to read that book. I saw how Jesus taught his disciples to pray, and I learned to pray like that. And then one day I read, "What good is it for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul?" And it hit me. After that, I secretly started meeting with the Christians and learning from them. My village discovered I'd become a Christian and they tried to throw me out. They separated from me and said, "We will not give you water to drink and we will not associate with you." It's been more than 20 years and I am still separated from some of my village, but now out of 30 families living here, 22 families have come to know Jesus. And I pray that one day it will become an entirely Christian village. I also now oversee 150 small groups in my region. I know that following the Lord is not easy. I've suffered persecution and had terrible things done to me, but in all of that, I have hope. The Lord Jesus came into my life, taking me from persecution to praise. He's everything to me. He is life. I pray that I will be able to complete the vision that God has given me to reach out to as many people as I can.
The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me.
Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me.
Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life.
I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Thank you. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord.